whispered hoarsely. He didn't deserve to hear such sweet words. Ever since he was a child, born in fire, he'd been a loner. To form relationships meant to make targets of those he cared about. It had happened before. Once he'd let someone in to see the person behind the mask. It had ended in tragedy. The first man he had ever loved, Jacoby Middleton, had been taken too soon by the machinations of evil. As always, Nash knew what he was thinking. This is about Jacoby, isn't it? Pyrostorm turned back toward the edge of the roof. He stared stoically into nothing.
Don't let him see you hurting, he thought. Don't let him see how much you care.
I'm not him, Nash said. He sounded as if he'd moved closer. I'm sorry you lost him when he turned out to be the villain called Smasher Man, who smashed everything in sight, including orphans on field trips. You had no way of knowing.
I was blinded by my feelings, Pyrostorm said roughly. I can't let it happen again.
He shuddered when Nash's hand fell on his costume shoulder. I'm not evil, Nash whispered, and Pyrostorm had to force himself not to ravage him right then and there. I won't turn out to be a supervillain. All I want to do is bake scones, solve crimes, and love you. There it was, out in the open, with no way to take it back. Pyrostorm was strong and brave and kind and very attractive. But even he couldn't stand against true love. It was too big a foe. He'd already lost. He turned and stared into Nash's bright, beautiful eyes.
Nash,
he said, pulling him close.
This is dangerous.
Danger is my middle name, Nash said, because it was true. Nash Danger Bellin was a family name. I can handle you. His hands went to Pyrostorm's strongly muscled chest, sliding down slowly to his almost eight-pack. All of you. His hands went lower and lower, and Pyrostorm kissed him. He had no other choice. Nash grunted as Pyrostorm licked into his mouth. They were finally about to become one. Pyrostorm felt Nash's many muscles in his arms and chest and marveled at how strong he was. Nash worked out a lot, and it showed. I want you to give it to me, Nash panted. Right here on the roof. You aren't my first, but I want you to be my last. Show me how an extraordinary does the do. Pyrostorm felt like he was burning up from the inside out. He stepped back from Nash. He began to strip, slowly, unfastening his cape and letting it fall to the roof. He then bent over, sliding off his boots. The rest of the costume followed. He was about to take off his mask when Nash breathed. Leave it on. I like it. And then he had an arm full of Nash Danger Bellin. And they rubbed their groins together hotly. To be continued.
Comments! I'm so extraordinaries at 1345.
Ugh! This is fire! OMF God! They are going to have sex on a roof in the dark? Yes! 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 Please update now!
Let Pyrostorm smash at 1404. I made an account just to tell you I love this story so much, and to make a request. Can Pyrostorm dump Nash and get back with Smasher Man? Even though he's mentioned in this chapter for the first time, Smasher Man is already more interesting than Nash. Love the rest, except for Nash. WTF6969 at 1412.
Why haven't you mentioned the police in almost 10 chapters? Especially since Nash was working with them at the beginning. Please don't tell me you're turning into one of those social justice warriors.
Tacos are fun, at 1437. Ignore WTF6969. They're commenting on every extraordinary fic like this. Extra, extra, at 1517.
In chapter 17.